Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.
Welcome to the Addicted to Love podcast with Aaliyah Ava. If you find yourself devastated, destroyed, or depressed after a breakup, if you're constantly attracting partners that are emotionally unavailable and experiencing the pain and disappointment of yet another failed relationship, then this podcast is for you. In this show, you'll learn what's really causing the pain and what to do about it. You'll discover how to attract true love, authentic connection, and deep emotional and sexual intimacy in order to create a healthy, loving, lasting relationship. Here's our host, Aaliyah Ava.
Welcome back to Addicted to Love. I'm Aaliyah Ava, and I am your host on this show. I'm a love addiction mentor, a recovering love addict, and a feeling advocate. This show is here for those who need a breakthrough in the love department, those who want to turn around their love life and who want to attract partners that contribute to a deeply fulfilling relationship where you are a team, where you support each other, where you feel safe, and where you can trust one another. If you are not yet in such a relationship, you are either single or you are in a relationship that has none of the above, meaning that if you are looking for a healthy relationship, you will eventually have to let go of what is not serving you right now. And often that is the most difficult part. I used to overstay in pretty much every relationship. The truth is, we often can't let go. We tend to hang on. We keep subjecting us to situations that don't make us happy. So I was thinking, what would help not to enter unfulfilling relationships in the first place? And then I realized that I lacked something fundamental when I was still running after love, when I was still the love addict, in denial, unaware of what was going on, of what I was doing. That something would have helped me tremendously, even protect me from ending up in bad relationships. So what was I missing? I forgot to define my relationship standards. Standards that I can remind myself about, that I can carry in my heart at all times. And if I actually did have some sort of a standard, I was very skilled at lowering them at the potential threat of losing love. I'd compromise quickly and often bend over backwards to accommodate my beloved. But what are standards? To me, standards are like my promises I make to myself. It's a way of honoring and respecting myself. It's like defining your limit below which you are unwilling to tolerate a partner. It's like the minimum requirement. For us to be able to set standards, we have to be very clear on what our real needs are. Looking at the six core human needs, we can quickly identify which one is prominent for us. Many leaders have talked about these needs. However, I learned them when I participated in a Tony Robbins event. These six core human needs are certainty, meaning I feel safe in the relationship; variety, a feeling of change, excitement, novelty; significance, a feeling that I matter and that I mean something to someone; love and connection; growth, like personal growth; and contribution. Now, if your most important need is variety, meaning new things, change, experiences, but your partner never really wants to try something new and has rather limited views on things, it will be difficult to live a fulfilling relationship with him or her. I also like to look at the five love languages defined by Gary Chapman. Great book. He elaborates on how people feel loved and how one feels commitment. Is it by receiving gifts, quality time, an act of service, physical touch, or is it words of affirmation? I can highly recommend his book, so go check it out. It's called The Five Love Languages. If you know your primary love language, You will also know what you need. For example, if your love language is quality time, but your partner is always traveling for work, this will sooner or later lead to a breakup, as you won't ever feel loved in the way you need to, and you'll start resenting your partner. Or let's say your most important need is to feel safe, but your partner is a liar or a cheater. Then surely it won't work in the long run. Sometimes our partners don't even know what they have to do, so we feel loved, and even worse, we don't know. It's time to figure out what you need to feel loved. In my experience, a deeply loved woman is powerful beyond belief. She'll commit and stand by a guy from all of her heart. You can't get luckier than having a partner who feels truly loved. When you know your love language and your most essential needs, you can think of the qualities, values, and behavior your partner should bring forth. You'll also realize what you do not want in a partner, and that is where we talk about boundaries. Standards are deal breakers, no-goes, non-negotiables, things that when present terminate a relationship, or you would not pursue a guy that shows this behavior. What are the things that would not make you want to continue getting to know a potential lover? The question of, you know, whether to have kids, get married and build a family. Maybe you are ready to settle, but he is all about partying until late at night. Or maybe you say an addict is a no-go. Just ask yourself if you are in alignment when it comes to such essential points of views. Do you want the same things in this very moment in life? So first thing you want to do is define your standards. Write down a list with all the things you truly need, non-negotiable. It's not a wish list. It is the things you won't negotiate about. Wishes can be negotiated. Needs or standards cannot. As an inspiration, I'll share some of mine with you. For me, my partner has to be in love with who I am, not with who he thinks I am. I need a guy that is honest and trustworthy, that is willing to grow and own his mistakes. And then, of course, I must want to jump him. Yeah, I have to be physically attracted to him, and he must like sex too. He must be open to having kids and a family. He must be willing to spend quality time with me. And commitment is a big one for me. Like, he doesn't run when he gets a little tough. Giving and receiving should be equal, because I tend to overgive and underreceive. Like, that's my history. And I need to feel that I am a priority for him. So once you set your standards, it is time to be ready to communicate them. As you know from my show, in the beginning, when you're getting to know someone new, you ideally spend quite some time evaluating them. Are they a good match? Do you share the same important values? Are you at the same stage in life? Is he or she able to live up to your defined standards? Are you ready to live up to their standards? In episode number 24, I shared with you how we should spend more time on evaluating instead of negotiating. We should ask, should I keep seeing him to see if we are a good match? And not, how can I make this a good match? It's the if, not the how, in the beginning. So communicating your standards is part of the evaluation phase. You don't have to do it in an arrogant way. It should not come across as expectations. But tap into your feminine beauty, vulnerable, and share from your heart what is dear to you. You can say, I'll feel loved most when you spend time with me instead of buying me flowers. Or when you lie to me, I'll start feeling insecure, and knowing myself, it won't take long until I don't trust you anymore and I'll start resenting you. This is what I'm looking for in men. This is when I fall in love. This is when I tend to give myself fully, when I'm all in, and so on. Because, you know, words in the end don't mean much. It's your actions that speak louder. When you communicate your standards and your guy doesn't adhere to them, you don't need to get bitchy about it. You don't need to raise your voice. you let your actions speak. However, after you communicated your standards, the hard part comes. The most important step is to stick with them. And this is where it gets really tough. Why? The moment we decide that we like someone, that we might get love, we are at threat of lowering these standards. And while this might not have a significant impact in the short run, it will have a massive impact in the long run. Saying no in the beginning is much easier than a year into the relationship. The foundation you lay in the beginning will be decisive for your long-time happiness in your relationship. Maybe you'll find yourself lowering your standards at some point. I mean, it happens to everyone. If you do lower your standards, you want to have a real hard look. When did you lower your standards? What happened for you? What was at stake? Why did you lower them? There was a fundamental reason for you to lower them. Something must have scared you, or maybe you were not willing to give up on the potential supply of love and attention. But remember, if you make false compromises now in the beginning, if you risk a lifetime of happiness for a short-term satisfaction, you'll lose in the long run. It's a done deal. Besides, the moment you do not stick to the standards you communicated so clearly in the beginning, how much respect can you expect from your partner? What are you saying about yourself when doing that? In a way, we're saying that it is okay not to honor our standards, and that is just the beginning of the end. So set standards that you can really stick to. You might fear that it will limit your choices. That's all right. Just feel that. Keep the promises you make to yourself. The moment you find yourself lowering your standards, go check in with our community. Get that support that you need so you won't compromise. If you're not a member of our community yet, go check it out. Just click on aliyaeva.com/membership and sign up. It'll be so worthwhile because you don't have to do this alone. It is much easier to get the support that you need to follow through and create a love life that will last for you. So take a moment, close your eyes, sit down and reflect on the level of your standards. Have you actually defined your personal relationship standards? If you need a more personal support, just send me a message. If you have a question, on my page, addictedtolovepodcast.com, you can push a button and speak your question. I might answer it in a future episode. Thank you for listening in. I wish you a beautiful day. Ciao.
So that's it for today's episode of the Addicted to Love podcast. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week will win a love makeover private coaching with Aliyah Ava herself. Be sure and go to addictedtolovepodcast.com to subscribe and get your free copy of Aliyah Ava's Love Addiction Mirror. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Addicted to Love is created and presented by TheRoyalPath.com.